Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah on Lamed Amud Beis. Zokta Hilika Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is coming to tell us the various seders of the Kriyas HaTorah on the different Chagim. So BePesach Koreu BeParshas HaMoado Shotaras Kohanim. During Chag HaPesach we read from Parshas Emor, which is in Vayikra, in Toras Kohanim, and that is where we have all of the different the Yomim Tovim arranged one after the other, and that's what is read on the Yom Tov Rishon. The other days of Pesach we're going to see in the Brisa later on, and we read from various places that have in Yonim of Pesach. So this is only a reference to Yom Tov Rishon. The Hatzeres and Shavuos we read Shiva Shavuos, which is in Parshas Re'eh. That's the Parshas Shiva Shavuos. This is Holocha and so on. Rosh Hashanah we read Bachodesh Hashviyi Bechad Lachodesh, which is in Emor, which is where we had read on Pesach. Yom HaKippurim we read the Seder of Avedis Yom HaKippurim, which is not in the Parshas Amoradois, but rather is in Acharimais. Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, during Sukkot, the first Yom Tov, we read Korin Beparshat Amoradot, Shepatorat Kohanim. There too, we read from Emor, Besharkol Yomot Achag, the rest of Chag HaSukkos, we read Korbanot Achag, which is, of course, Pinchas in Bamidbar, where we have a list of all of the Musafim. Bechanukah, we read Benesiyim, and that's the Parshas Nasa, where we have all of the Korbanos of the Nesiyim, one day after the other, and then we read one, basically, question exactly how to read it, but we end up going over it so that we can have all three Kruim reading the Nesiim that are in the day. And Bepurim we read Vayavoam Olek in Beshalach. Rosh Chodesh we read of Rosh Chochechem, which is in Pinchas as well, the Seder of the Musafim. B'Ma'amadot, as we've seen, we read B'Ma'aseh Bereshit, because this is the Imlo Brisa Yom of Alayla, and the whole union of the Avedas, what's Mekayim the Bria. So we go back to see the relationship of Korbanos Bria and the Pita'aniyot. During the various Ta'aniyot, we read the Brochas V'Klolos. This is a reference to the Ta'aniyot that we call for various terrible events, Chas V'Sholem, that come about, to the Yetzirat Kishomim. So we read in Bechukosai. And Ein Mafsikim B'Klolot, we don't have two people reading the Klolos. Ela Echad Koreat Kulam, we get the first two reading the Brochas in Bechukosai, and the last one reads all of the Klolos together. We'll see the explanation in the Gemara. B'Sheinu V'Chamishi V'Shabbos V'Mincha Korin Kesidra. We read at the typical Seder of the Parshat HaShavua, and this is, as we saw, the only times that we're mafsik, and we'll see that there is a machlokas in the Gemara, what poor part of the Parshat HaShavua we're supposed to read on Sheni, Chamishi, and Mincha B'Shabbos. In Olin Lahem, these kriyas of Mincha on Shabbos or Sheni B'Chamishi does not help to count towards the kriya, Min HaKishbon. So we don't take off what was already read so that we have a smaller Parsha on Shabbos, but rather we go over the entire thing on Shabbos as well. Where do we know to read the Moadim, each issue at its time? Shenema Vayedaber Moshe Az Moade Hashem Ol Bnei Yisrael Mitzvosan Shiyu Korim Kol Echad V'Yachad Bizmano. The extra Vayedaber Moshe tells me that the Moed Hashem was set out each Moed in its particular time, and for that we actually go over the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us over for each Moed in its time. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Bring a Raya out from the Brisa, go through the explanation rather of the Seder Parshias and when we would change it. The Pesach Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Korim BeParshas Moados. We read the Parshas Moados referring to Parshas Emor. Umaftirim BePesach Gilgal. We read the story of the Korbanos Pesach. Korban Pesach was brought in Gilgal during the time of Yoshua. V'yayin Ladik Atrei. You may ask the Gemara now as an interruption. What about now that we have 2 days? What do we do? Yom Hakama, the first day. We have to have Paftoras B'Pesach Gilgal. The Mocher, on the second day, we read for the Mafter Pesach Yoshiyahu, which talks about the Korban Pesach that was brought during the time of Yoshiyahu in Sefer Malachim. And note that the Gemara doesn't talk about what it is that we read, and that is to say, the actual Kriya of Yom Tov Sheni. So Rashi writes that we read the same thing that we read on Yom HaRishon, which is Shor Kesev O'Eid, which is from Parshas Emor. Omer of Baba, V'Shayim Bosh, rather, the rest of Pesach, which is during Chol HaMoed, we are malakit, we gather together things that have to do with Pesach, Vekore, Minyono Shel Pesach, and we read something each day that we take from different places. Mahi, what exactly is that Seder HaParshas during Chol HaMoed? Omer of Papa, the Seder of the Moedas, the simon is Ma'apo. And Ma'apo is the simon, and that would stand for the Rosh Teves of the different parashas. One is Mishchu. The Mem is Mishchu Kulachem Tzon, which is in Bo. The Aleph is Im Kesef Talveat Ami, which is in Ripshvatim. The Pei is Psoloch HaShelchot Avanim, which is in Kitisa. And the Vav is Vayedaber Hashem HaMoshe Vayasu B'nei Yisrael Tzaposach, which is in Behalo Yischa. And then on the last day of Yom Tov, Yom Tov HaAchron, Shel Pesach, we read from Vayhi B'Shalach, because on the Yom Shvi Shel Pesach was the day of Shiras Hayam, and then Maftirin in the Parsha Vayedaber David and Shmuel, which is also a Shira, just like Shiras Hayam, and it's even mentioned over there, the Inyonim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Allah Hashan Be'apo, Vayishlach Yitzav Vayifitzeim. The next day, which is the Yom Tov Sheni of Shvi Shal Pesach, we call a Bechor, and we are Maftir Odayom Nishayo, which talks about the Sancheriv, which was on Leil Pesach. So the call a Bechor is from Parshas Re'eh, and the Haftorah is from Yishayo. From Rabbi Aveidna, no Galma, everybody has now a minug, Lemikre, to read on the Seder of Mishoch Tura, Kadesh Bekaspa, Psol Bemidbora Shalach Buchra. So this is a simen. And the simen is like this. The first day of Yom Tov, we read Mishoch, which is Mishchu, Kuchu Lechem, Tzon, and so on, which is in Parshas Bo. The Yom Tov Hasheni, we read Shor Chesavo Eiz Kiyavaleid, which is Torah, which of course means Torah is a Shor in Aramaic. And that's the Parshas Amorados in Parshas Emor mentioned in our Mishnah. The third day we read Kadesh Liko Bechor Petako Rechem Bivnei Yisrael, which is the Kadesh in Parshas Bo. The Yom Tov, which is the fourth day now of Pesach, Im Kesev Talves Ami, is Bekasva, and that's in Mishpatim. The fifth day we read Psol Lecha Shnei Luchot Avanim, which is in Kitisa. So that's Mishoch Torah Kadesh Bekaspa. Psol Bamidbora stands for Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Bemidbar Sinai Vayasu Bnei Yisrael HaPesach, and so on, which is in Baal Yischa, as we mentioned earlier. And then Shvi Shel Pesach is the Kol HaBechor, which is from Shvi actually itself is Shlach, of course Bishalach. And Shlach Buchra is a reference to Yom HaSheni, which is Kol HaBechor, which we said earlier is from Re'eh. Continues now, we're getting back to the Braisa, which we interrupted with the discussion of the of Rav Papa and Abaye. So now getting back to the Braisa, but Tzeres continues on the Braisa on Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos from Re'eh. U'maftirim b'Chabakuk, we read now the Tfilas Chabakuk HaNavi, Elokam miteiman yavo, which is a reference to the Matan Torah and the way that the Shekhinah appeared to the various umes. Achir mamrim b'chodesh ha-shlishi, that no, actually we read not Shiva Shavuos, but we read in Parshas Yisro the story of Matan Torah for Shavuos, and Maftirim b'Merkava, we read from Sefer Yecheskel the story of his vision of the Merkava, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appeared on Har Sinai with a full gilui of the inyanim of the Merkava, and actually Har Sinai Bechlal is basically an expression of the Nevias of the Merkava, which is why, as we'll see in Chagiga, all of the inyanim of the Merkava go together with the Seder of the Kabbalah Satana on Sinai. Now, the Gemara now again interrupts to say, the Aid Nadika Treyume, nowadays that we have 2 days of Yom Tov Adviner Ketavaya, we now basically do both of the Shitas that we had, the Acherim and the Tanakama, but we do it in the inverse, the Ipcha, so that the first day we read Bechodesh HaShlishi, with after the Merkava, which is the Acherim Shita, because Matan Torah, after all, was on the 6th day of Sivan, and the 7th day of Sivan, which is the Yom HaSheni, there we call it read the Kshiva Shavuot, and the Chabakuk, according to the Tanakama. Continues now the Brice again. Back to the Brice. Cut back. Rosh Hashanah, huh? We read Bachodesh HaShvi'i in Parshas Pinchas, where we have all of the Karbonis that are brought on Rosh Hashanah, and Maftirin HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim in Yirmiyahu, because over there it says Zachor Eskereno, Drachem HaRachamenu Nuhum Hashem, and these, of course, are psychically, we actually are Kailo in our Tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah. It makes sense against it. This is the Inyanim Ayom, that we're looking for the Yom HaZikaron, and for Rachamim on the Yom HaZikaron. Yesh Omrim, others say that what we read is Vashem Pakad Etzara, and we're maftirin with the story of Chana, because both of them were Nifkadot on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore this is the Inyan of the Pikadain, which is an Inyan of Zechira, and is itself an element of Rachamim, and that therefore we choose this. We now again cut back out of the Brisa to the Gemara. The Inad, the Ikatre Yom, and nowadays we always have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKama Ki Yesh Omrim. We do on the first day the Yesh Omrim that we said over here, which is Hashem Pakad Atzara. And the second day, Lamachar, we do the Akedah from Elokim Nisat Avraham, so that Hashem should remember for us the Schus HaAkedah, Umaftir Naben Yagir, as was suggested in the other Shita for the first day, for the only day of Rosh Hashanah. Cut back to the Brisa now. The Yom HaKippurim, Korin, we read the Seder of the Avedis Yom HaKippurim in Acharemos, and we maftirin from Yeshayahu, Kikura Mar Rom Venisa, which is all about Teshuvah. Ben Mincha, when it comes to Mincha of Yom Kippur, then we read the Parshas of the Arayas, so Korin Ba Arayot, and again the Pashtas, why it is that we read Arayas is Rashi, is because it's something that is so nafutz, everybody has such deep desires for Arayas, and it's very important for us to mention that this is something that on Yom Kippur we should be mekabel on ourselves the shuv and so on. Rambam is also masker yon dome. The deeper reason, of course, that we read Barayas is because the whole essence of Yom Kippur is too. That's the Sa'ir la'azazel, the Gemara says, is etipoy mechapra and the ma'isa azav azoel, which all began with the b'nei ha'elohim, that were roya b'nei sa'adam, v'ikvila and nashim yikol asher b'choro, which included animals and other men, and all of the other inyonim of the Arayas, and therefore there's something that is uniquely related to the issue of Arayas in Yom HaKippurim. Okay, once we already bring the Basik now, Maftirin B'Yona, Maftirin B'Yona, we say over by the Sefer of Yonah as a whole, which is, of course, the story of the Shuvah, and how Kadosh Baruch Hu's Makabot Shuvah, and his Masaka on the Maisim, not on the way that we put on our clothes, or put on sackcloth. In any event, we just mentioned the Basik of Kohamar, the Rom V'Nisa, which was the Shayo, which is the Haftorah for Acharei Meis, that we read, I'm sorry, on Yom Kippur after reading Acharei Meis. So once we mentioned that already, we want to talk about that pasuk, Ko'amar Rom V'Nisam, Reb Yochanan, Komokum, Shata Motzei Gvuratos, Shla Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ta Motzei, Anaftanuto. Wherever you find that Kadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur, you find in the same place a mention of how he keeps himself as if in a state of humbleness and unassertiveness, and that he cares about the little things, not the big things. Because on the one hand, it says, and Dover Zeh Katuv Batorah. First of all, this appears in the Torah. Shanoi, it's repeated again in the Vim. It's repeated a third time in the Ksuvim. And let's go through them. In the Torah itself, it says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim V'Adonei HaAdonim. So he's the greatest of the great. And then it says, Oseh Mishpat, Yatom V'Almanai, immediately afterwards. What does the greatest of the great care about? The smallest of the small. It's mentioned again in the Vim, Ko Amar Rom V'Nisar Shochein Ad V'Kadosh. And that's the Gvurasai. And again, what follows? Ve'etakau Shval Ruach. And who is he with? He's found with the lowest of the low. Mishulash Bechtuvim Dechsev, Sol Rochev Baravot, what we should do is Mishabeach to the one who rides in the skies, Bekarshima, which is the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And immediately afterwards, it says, Avi Yetomim V'Dayana Manot, he is the one who cares about the lowest of the low and takes charge of them as a father to the child. Continues the Brisa. Now again, back to the Brisa. Beyond the Rishon Shalchag, we said on Sukkis Karim B'Parshis Mo'adar Shebetoras Konim, Umaftirin Hinei Yom Bal Hashem, and we read the Haftorah from Zechariah, because over there we have the beautiful ending, the Alumi De Shana B'Shana, L'Chog Es HaGasukot, and we talk about how all of the nations of the world come up, and they too join us in HaGasukot, and how the Gishamim is dependent on that Chag. Now cut to the Gemara, and the Gemara sticks in, Ha'ina Dika Trey Yumei, nowadays that we have 2 days of the Yom Tov Sukkot, so L'Mochro on the second day, Mikra Ochinai Mikarinan, we do the same thing as we did in the first day, from the Parshat HaMoedos in Toras Kainim, but the Haftorah on the second day, my maftirin, veikalu ala melech Shlomo, which talks about the Chanukah Sabayis of the Beis Hamikdash, which was during Chag HaSukkos, the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Cut back to the Brisa, and the Brisa ends. Vishar ko yamot haChag, the rest of the days of Chag HaSukkos, korim korbanot haChag, and that's in Pinchas. Now the Gemara points out that biyom tov Achron, on the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, korim kol haBechor. So then we read the part from Parshas Re'eh, the same thing that we do on Yom Shvi Shel Pesach. The difference is only that we start reading from Aser to Aser because we have the mitzvahs for Chukim. We have many of the inyan Anim that are Nogea, the mitzvah of this time of the year, which is the time of the Asif, the time that the Anim now need to go ahead and to collect for the winter time. And so we read over here from those Bchukin, and Bechor, we read Kol HaBechor also. Maftir in Vayikach Chalo Shlomo, so it says over there, Bayom HaShmini Shalach HaTa'am, so that of course the reference over here, the 8th day, so we have the same Inyan of Shmini Atzeres, and Lamochar, and the second day nowadays of Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres that we call Simchas Torah, Korin Vizot HaBracha, Maftir in Vayamot Shlomo, so we read Vizot HaBracha, and we read from Sefer Malachim of Shlomo HaMelech at the end of his prayer, in which he's Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. There are places, as Tosis brings, there are places where the minhag is to be maftir from Vayhi Acharei Mos Moshe Eved Hashem, and Tosis says that this is wrong, because after all, the Gemara says over here, Dafka not to do that, but rather to do from Vayamot Shlomo. There are, however, some who say that Rav Haigun was the one who was mitaken to say the Haftorah from Vayhi Acharei Mos Moshe. However, it's not known why it is that he changed from the minhag of the Gemara, but it has its makor in the time of the Gaon. Omer Avuna Omer Rav, Shabbat Shechal Yot B'chol HaShemoed, Ben B'Pesach Ben B'Sukkos. How about during Shabbos Chol HaMoed, which we haven't discussed, in either of those two Yom Tovim, Mikra Kadinan Re'ei Atah, we start reading from the Re'ei Atah, primarily in Kitisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about the mitzvahs of Shabbos and the Regolim, and over there Chol HaShemoed, because it says Eschag HaMatzah Teshmor Shivas Yamin, and that's where we dash in the Yisr Melachas Chol HaMoed, so that is the best place for us to read. And Afturei, the Afturah depends on the Moed. During Pesach, what our Maftar is the Atzamot HaYaveshot, where these were people that had died in the story in Yecheskel. These are the Atzamot, of those who had been Yotzei from Eretz Mitzrayim, Lifnei HaKeitz, and they were the ones that it refers to over here when it talks about Atzamot HaYaveshot, have they Tikva. As this explains Rashi, the tour says, bringing the Pirush from Rav Haigun, that Chiyas HaMesim is going to take place in Nisan, and therefore it's only right that during Nisan itself, during the Moed of Nisan, we should celebrate the Tchias HaMeisim Abba. U'basukot, during Sukkot, we have the Haftarah and Shabbos Chol HaMoed of B'yom Bo Gog, because Milchemes Gog u'Magog is going to occur, says again Rav Haigun, brought by the tour in Tishrei. Shabbos, which is B'chanukah, so now we talked about Shabbos, which is Chal Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, which is Chal Chol HaMoed Pesach, Shabbos, which is Chal Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and here we have Shabbos, which is Chal during the 8 days of Chanukah. So we continue to read Menasim, like the rest of the days of Chanukah, and the Maftir is Nerot Zechariah, and that's the Parsha of Roni Vesimchi, where it says, the Ra'iti, Vinei Menorat Zahav Kula, and so on. It talks about the way in which there was the automatic, magical oil that was running in from the actual olives that he saw in his vision directly into the Menorah and was being transmuted into light. If you have a Chanukah that has two Shabbatot Chanukah, like we had this past year, so Bikamait, on the first Shabbos Chanukah, we read the Neros Yisachari that we just spoke about. The second one, we read the Neros Shlomo, which was from Vayas Chiram at Sefer Malachim, where it says, the Shlomo HaMelech made the menorahs, it's a menorahs, he made Chamesh Miyamin, Chamesh Mismol. During Purim, we read Vayavo Amalek from Bishalach, Rosh Chodashim, we read of Rosh Chodashim, Rosh Chodesh, which comes on in a Shabbos. So then the Maftir is Vayim Dei Chodesh B'Chodesho, from Yishayahu, Chal Lios Be'echad B'Shabbos, and when Rosh Chodesh comes on a Sunday, so then the day before Etmol, we read the Vayom Elo Yonatan Machar Chodesh, and that of course is a remiss to the Rosh Chodesh that's going to occur tomorrow. Omer Evuna Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yod B'Shabbos Maftir Chodeshichem U'Moadechem Sonan Avshia Yu Alay L'Torach, so that we read from Yishayahu as an introduction to Tisha B'Av, which is tomorrow. But Tosis writes that our minhag is not to do this, but rather we read Shimu Dvar Hashem from Yirmiyahu, and that's based on the Psikta at the Maftir on Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. All three Shabbatot before Tisha B'Av, we have the Haftorah of Puranut, and after Tisha B'Av, we have the Shiva de Nechamusa, and then followed by the two Haftorahs of the Shuva. And Tosis furthermore writes that the Shabbos, that Rosh Chodesh Av comes out on Shabbos, this whole halacha over here is only according to the shita that holds that Avelos begins on Rosh Chodesh. Hashem came the way that we actually pass, even though we're not knowing this way, but as the Svardim are knowing, Avelos actually begins only in Shavua, Shechal, Tisha B'Av, in which case this wouldn't be relevant. Now, the Gemara darshans, my, what is the meaning? Once already we bring up the Pasuk Chochekim, Umadechem, Sanan of Shia, Yah, Eloi, Latorach, what's the Pshat? Are you Eloi, Latorach? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lodai, Lam, Nisor, Shechotim, Lefanai, Shema, Tuchia, Oti, Leidai, Zigzera, Kasha, of Yalayim. It's such a hassle, because it's bad enough that they do these averas, but now I got to sit around and figure out, so what is the exact thing that I can do to bring on them Puranut in order to get them to be Chazer B'Tshuva? What about Tisha B'Av itself, asked the Gemara? Tisha B'Av Guf. On Tisha B'Av itself, my maftir, what's the maftir? Omar Rav, Echai, Talazona, Kiryane, Emana, we read the words that are parallel to Megillas Echa from Sefer Yeshayahu. Mikra, my, but what is it that we read in the Torah? That's the Haftira. What about the Torah? And it answers that there's actually a machlokas. Tanya, and the Brisa says, Acheri Maimrim, we read V'imlo Tishmuli, which is in B'chukah, saying that Ochacha, Rabbi Nassim Bar Yosef, we read from Ad Ana Yenatsuni Amazeh, which is the story of the Meraglim in Shlach, which was the basis of Tisha B'Av, that then Bechitim Bechia Shachinam. V'yesh Omrim, and others learn that we read Ad Matai Le'ida Ra'ah Zot, which is also from the Parshas HaMeraglim in Shlach. Om Rabbaya, Ha'idna No Galma, nowadays the minig has become that we read on Tisha B'Av the Pasuk Kitolid Banim from Veschanon, U'maftir Nasuf Asifeim, we read the Yirmiyo, his vision of Asuf Asifeim. Now we read in the Mishnah, in Ma'amadot, we read Ma'aseh Bereshit. The Gemara asks, okay, how do we know that in Ma'amadot we read from Ma'aseh Bereshit? What's the basis of such a thing? Om Rav Amishi, Malay Ma'amadot, Lonit Kaimu Shamayim Varet, Shnemayim Lo Briti Yomam V'Layla, Chukot Shamayim Varet, Lo Samt. So that means if it wouldn't be, basically for the fact that Bnei Yisrael or Osek in the learning of Torah and the Esek and the Korbonais, Shamayim Varet wouldn't be able to be Mitkayim. And how do we know about the Lashon of this Briti? Because it says, Uchtiv, in the Brit, Brit Bein Aptarim, which is the Makor of the Britot, it says that Avram Avinu es Vayomer Hashem Elokim B'moed Kirashana, which means that Avram was asking with Neakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, how can we simply commit ourselves to Yerusha Mshemachas for Shalom Yisrael Chotim Lefanecha Vatal Selim Kedor HaMabul Kedor HaFloga? I mean, certainly we can't make a bris that's going to cancel out Minas Adin. So maybe if they're Chayte, they'll be completely wiped out, in which case there's not much point to this Yerusha now, is there? Omar Losa, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, love, no way. So Omar Lefanav Avram said, Ribono Shel Olam B'mai Dali, how is the, I mean, you can't just say it won't be. No way. What would be the source of their kapora? Omar lo says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, Kechol Yegla Mishuleshes, and then he goes to basically the korbanos that Avram Avinu is supposed to bring. Meaning that this is a reference to an answer to Avram Avinu that the keach of the korbanos will be mechaper on Bnei Yisrael so that they shouldn't be wiped out, in which case the Yerusha will remain in place ultimately. Omar, so Avram said Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, that's only good Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. What's going to happen to Bnei Yisrael? Where's their kapor going to come from? Where there's no Beit HaMikdash. I've already set up the Seder Korbanos in the Torah. Kozman Shishkorim Behem. Ma'ale Ani Aliyem Kilu Makrivim Lefanai Korban. U'mochel Ani Et Kol Avonoteihem. So in the Esek in the Korbanos, we have the continued Amida of Yeretz Yisrael in the hands of Yisrael, which is the whole purpose of Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is Kach Ma'aseh Yigidliyamei, to give them la'chalat guyim, and therefore it's the skaimu shamayim v'aretz, and it makes clear therefore that we should read the chukei shamayim v'aretz on the day which we're Isaac, and that which is mekayim those chukim. Now the next thing the Mishnah said, b'ta'aniyot, we read the brachot b'klalot, v'ein mafsikim b'klalot, minan mili, how do we know that we don't do a hefsik in the klalos, but that one aliyah is all of the klalos? Omer b'chia bargamda, omer b'asi, the omakra, musar Hashem b'ni altimas. So somebody who stops reading in the middle of the klalot, it seems like he can't take it, and it's hard for him to read, and therefore he's being meyes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's musar. Rish Lakish says, l'fi she'en omrim bracha ala puranut. We don't want to say now a bracha in the middle here of the puranut, and there'd be mevorech, and there's also Tosfos brings over here from Masechta Sot, from Amar Rabbi Yeshua. I'm going myself to suffer these torahs. So they're going to give me mevorech me. In which case, I'm going to be part of these clothes. And therefore, we don't want to be mafsik, so we won't have to say now a bracha, which is the second, the bracha achreina of the first ayla, and this is a bracha rishayna of the second ayla, should be now in the middle of the kriya of paranut. Mashikin, the way we do it is we start off now with the good part, and ends with the good part, and the bracha is on the tape. So then yes, the gemara, but elahechi evit, so how should we do it? Even if you only have one klol, and you start with the klolas, you're going to end up with a bracha on the klolas before and after, to which the gemara explains, tanakishu matchio, when you start, you always start with the pasuk shelifneihem, which is still involved in the bracha. So kishu misayim, misayim the pasuk shelachareihem, and it doesn't mean mamish one pasuk, because you can't be mishayir in the less than shelosh pasukim, but basically it means to begin and end with inyanim that are not from the seder apuranot. Rabbi, when do we say that you're not allowed to be mafsik lo shanu, that you can't be mafsik ne klolos le klolos shebateras kayanim? Those are the klolos that we're reading here in bechukosayin vayikra. Ava beklolos shebemishna teira, where you're dealing with in sefer dvorim, there posek, there you are posek in the middle. My time up. Why over here we mafsik in dvorim, and yet in vayikra you're not allowed to be mafsik? Because halalu, the klolos in sefer vayikra are said belashon rabim in bechukosayim asu. And over there, Moshe Rabbeinu is quoting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Mpia Gvura Amaran, and that's spoken in first person. V'natati gishmechem, yifkarti alechem, shilachti etzchem, and so on. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying all of these things, and therefore we have to be more careful about those klolos. Whereas halalu, the klolos that we have in Sefer Devarim are all b'loshen yachid amuras. It says, im lo tishma b'kol Hashem. It's Moshe Mpia Atzimo Amaran, because throughout he talks about what Hashem will do, Yakete Hashem, Yad Bek Hashem Becha. So as Moshe was saying this over to Yisrael, warning them, and therefore it's not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying, Yilu Kavayoho, hi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying this is what I'm going to do to you, so we're not as Chayesh. So therefore, over there, Pasekir, it's mutter to be mafsik and to read the number of different kruim. And the Maisa, the case of Mishnah, brings it from the Yerushalmi that we read the Klolois in Sefer Vayikra, indeed, as a sort of a gimgum. We don't say it, clearly. Adds the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar Eimer, Ezra Tikem Yisrael, Shiukorin Kloloi Shabateras Kayanim. Ezra was Masak and Dafka to be reading from Bechukosai on the Shabbos before Kedem Atzeres, and to be reading from the Klolois in Mishnah Torah and Sefer Devarim in the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. My Taima, Amra Baivi, Temeresh Lokish Kidei Shetichle Hashanah Uklaloteha. That we should basically end the year and start off the new year with the end of Klolos and the beginning of Brachos. Now, wait a minute. That makes sense, Bishleima Mishnah Torah. The Klolos that we're reading in Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah, you could say that it's a new year. But you didn't explain to me why it is that we're reading the Klolos in Teres Kayanim before Atzeres. I mean, Atzeres is not a Rosh Hashanah, is it? Ato Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, indeed it is. Atzeres is also considered to be Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah. It's not, because it says in the list in the Arba Rosh Hashanah, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Batzeret, the din in Atzeret, is Nidan al Perot HaIlan. Another Maimer of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Maimer, Im Yomru L'Chazekenim Sitor, V'Yeladim B'nei, Sitor V'Al Tifneh. If Zekenim will tell you to do something which is destructive, and children will tell you, no, let's do this, it's far more constructive, it's G'day to you to do the thing which is destructive and not to build. V'Pnei Shestirat Zekenim Binyan, U'Binyan Ne'arim Stira. Because when Zekenim tear things apart, that actually is constructive. Whereas when children, youth, do things that appear to be very constructive, they're actually destructive. Simana davar Rechavam ben Shlomo, and you can see this from the story of Rechavam. He followed the atzat ha'iladim. He followed his young advisors, and his young advisors told him to do something which was indeed extremely constructive. And because what they told him was, and that my father's atzat, always explain, people misunderstand this. They think that the atzat ha'iladim was indeed childish. That he told them. They told him when the people wanted a little bit of a let up of taxes and so on, he went the other direction. He said, my father didn't even know how to begin taxing you, and I'm going to be extremely aggressive. And everybody thinks, yeah, stupid Eitz, you should listen to this Kenyan to give in. My father Zatzal points out always that Adarabba, that's the Gemara is calling the Atzas HaYaladim was indeed Binyan, not Stira. From every point of view, any single time that people have given in to the demands of a population to let go a little bit, all that happens is that the demands keep growing, and that's the end of the government. The moment that you start giving in, people are rioting, and you try to meet their demands, the Arabs want more from you, and you should understand their pain, and whatever it is, the end result is that you give in until the end. There's never a continuation of Malchus. So therefore, what the Na'arim were saying was indeed Binyan. What the Zakenim were saying, which is to give in, was Stira. And nonetheless, Stira, in this case, would have ended up being Binyan. This is the raya that the Gemara is bringing from Rechavam ben Shlomo. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Makom Shaposkim B'Shabbat Shacharis. So where we end up reading now, the end on Shabbos and Shacharis, that's where we begin reading in Mincha of Shabbos. The place where we end up reading in Mincha is the place which we read the B'Sheni. And the place that we end up reading B'Sheni, that's where we read B'Chamishi. And the place that we end up reading in B'Chamishi, that's where we start reading on Shabbos. So says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, not true. Barakim Shemav Sikin B'Shabbos Shacharis, we read on all the times exactly the same Kriya, we keep going over it. So that's the place Shom Korim B'Mincha and B'Sheni and B'Chamishi, and we start the next week's Parsha from the same place that we started on Mincha. Well, the Shabbat HaBa'ah, we go over, therefore, that first part, we go over three times before actually doing it the fourth time on Shabbos, and it's exactly as we said in the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Zera, that Halacha, Mokum, Shemafsikim, B'Shabbos Shacharis, Shom Korin, B'Mincha, B'Sheni, B'Chamishi, and the Shabbat HaBa'ah. Ask the Gemara, why not just say, why does Rabbi Zera say it like that? He could just say Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. What did he have to go over and repeat the whole sheet of Rabbi Yehuda for? Because, says the Gemara, Shom Da'afchilu, there are people who switched over the sheet of Rabbi Meir with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Meir. Therefore, Rabbi Zera wanted to make sure that when he says Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, it would be understood clearly which Rabbi Yehuda he's talking about.